Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim raises a completely new question, and this is the Shaila of Sveikas, B'negea, the Dinim of Netilas Yadayim, and there are many different possible Sveikas you can get into, because we now have a long list of issues that might passel the water, might passel your Yadayim, and so on and so forth. So let's take a look at some of these Sveikas. Safik nasebe melacha, safik lo nasebe melacha, you have water. And as we said, if that water had been used for something else, then you can't use that water for your Netilas Yadayim. Now, this was very Nogea the Rebbe last week when we ate over on Shabbos. That's why he seems to be hiding behind his guitar, where the baby bottle, which was hot, needed to be cooled off in a container of water. And this is in the Natla. Can you then use the Natla for Netilas Yadayim? No, because you use that water for the Malacha of cooling off Chayaliba's water. So that was a Halacha L'maisa problem. Okay. But now you're not sure whether that was that water or not. Or let's say you have a Suffolk, whether there's a shear in the water, or Suffolk ain't Bam Shear. So we don't know. And there's no way of seeing now. We're talking maybe where it was used and you have Shiare Taira. Now the question is it still kosher? Suffolk. How about if there's a Suffolk, if the water itself was Tame? Suffolk Tmeim, Suffolk Tahorin. You can't use water that's Tame. In all of these cases, we paskin Lakula. And every Suffolk Yadayim is Lakula, Mipnesha Amru. Any type of Suffolk Yadayim, whether the question is litame, the question is, did these Yadayim that were Tohar, did they become Tame? And do I need therefore to do Netilat Yadayim? Or litame, suppose they touch something and I'm not sure whether they have now Yadayim that had water that was Tame on it, or binogea, being betayher yadayim, even if they had a chazaka before of being tamei, in all cases they're considered to be tahar, because part of the takana of netilas yadayim is even if it would be against the chazaka. So where if you're not sure in the first place, are your yadayim tamei? So I don't know whether what they touched was something that was tamei, or you know that they were tamei, but I don't know if they touched something else that would be makabel truma, let's say, in the truma. So I have a suffix mag of these yadayim. Or these hands were definitely tameh, but the question is, did I use the proper water to do netilas yadayim? In all of the cases, even if you have a chazaka that they were tameh, all of the cases, the rabbanim were makel on as part of their original takonah, that we're not going to be machmer on this takana, milachatchila. Rabbi Yossi says, no. One case I disagree with you, and that is if you have a cheskas tuma for sure, and now you want to take off the cheskas tuma in order to change something that's established already, la'alocha, you have to have a vadai, not a suffix. So the two cases about whether the adayim touched truma, let's say, or whether the Yadayim were Tame in the first place, let's say. That I agree with you, that that is Lakula. But if the Yadayim were definitely Tame and you're not sure whether you were Metairet, there we go according to the Chazaka. So let me show you what type of things. We already talked in the beginning of the Mishnah where you had the Chazaka of the Yadayim Tmeot. That was Mesupik if there's a Revias, or Mesupik if the Mayim were Tmeim. Those cases we already had. But I'm going to give you some additional examples so you can understand what I mean when I say maybe your Yadayim were Tmeas, or maybe your Yadayim that were Tmeas, maybe they touched something. So, for instance, Ketzad. Let's say your Yadayim were definitely Tohorot. Well, if Anav Shnei Kikarim Tmeim. So you have, is sitting in front of you, two kikarot that are either rishon tuma, sheni l'tuma, that's a machlokas, what can be matami yir yadayim, and you're not sure whether you touch those kikarot. maybe naga, maybe lo naga. So that is a suffix now about whether your hands were actually exposed to tuma or not. And in this case, you have a chazaka before that they were tahor. Well, let's take another case. Let's take a case to show you an example of your yadayim that touched something else, and you're not sure if they were metameh. So let's say your yadayim were definitely tmeot, and you have two kikarot of truma that are tahor, and you're not sure if you were nogea bam or not nogea bam. Suffik naga, suffik lo naga. That's a good case in which they are going to be tahor, these kikros of truma. Another example. Let's say one of your hands was tame, and echaz was tahor, and you have two kikarot, and you touched one of them, but you can't remember what hand you used to touch it. So over there, even though there was a negia, and it's only a suffik betame naga, did you touch it with your tame hand, or did you touch it with your tahor hand? Even there, so we're going up now, even in a case where there was definitely negia, we're still going to be making. Let me give you another example of the other idea. Your hands were definitely tahorot. You had two kikarot. One of them was tame, and one of them was tahor, and you definitely touched one of them, but you don't know which one you touched. So naga be'echad mehem, safek b'tamei naga, safek b'tahor naga. So here is another example of the first of these latter two types of sveikas. Did your hand become tamei or not? So even though there definitely was an agia, but we're not sure whether it was an agia, betuma, or betaira, also they remain tahor. How about if one of your hands was tamei and one of your hands was tahor, and you have shnei kikarim, one of which echad tamei and one of which is echad tahor, and you touched both of them with both hands, but you don't remember whether the tame hand touched the tame kikar, or the tahor hand and the tahor hand touched the tahor kikar, or vice versa. So suffik tamei abetame, or tahor abetahor, or tahor abetame and tamei abetahor, which would have meant that now you messed up both the yadayim and the kikar. So the halacha is, in all of these five examples, your yadayim are tahor, and they were tahor as they were, and the kikarot that are truma, the ones that were tahor, remain tahor, because here it's all a suffix, legabe tuma yadayim, and tumas yadayim, there are bonin were mekel in all of these possibilities. And now, hadron halach, nata liyaday, bali neder. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we shall begin Perek Shlishi. Okay, go to the beautiful Perek. Very exciting.